Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, but it's so close. Oh,
it's Thursday.
Thanks, Morgan. Drag me to brunch. You ready for this? We are so excited. This is one of the big pride celebrations for us. Right now, take the word summertime, all one word, S-U-M-M-E-R-T-I-M-E, and text it to our contest line, 20357. Then you're in the running for the four-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch, June 28th at the WSF. The word is summertime. Text it to 20357 right now, and you'll also be qualified for the grand prize. It includes a weekend stay at WSF, Napa Valley Wine Train tickets, a pack of four pack of those. And it's all, let's see, who else is a sponsor here? WSF, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. It's a big deal. This hour's code word is summertime.
And the living's easy.
Okay, let's go. This is bad. Brian Wilson, one of the Beach Boys. He's really the Beach Boy.
Yeah, he was the writer, yeah.
In fact, he's the one that all there's been a bunch of movies based on sort of the legacy of the Beach Boys. And Brian Wilson is usually the... Who just played him, Vinny, in that one where it was like they were just detailing sort of his mental illness and his issues?
I'll tell you in a second. But
yeah.
I don't remember.
It was really good. It's a great movie to watch. I'm a big Brian Wilson fan, so I really
am too. And it's one of those things where he's that guy. They show it a little bit too, where it's like he's hearing things from heaven. Like you hear those people who talk about that. All I did was reach up and capture it. It was coming to me.
Right.
And that's a neat way to sort of describe your talent, because
it's interesting.
It's Paul Dano, and Brian had no zero training. You know, he might have taken like a little music in high school, but he was, you know, he was putting out this song a lot of the biggest ones where he's got orchestrations in his early 20s, like 21, 22 when he was doing that stuff. Like Pet Sounds.
They call that album an absolute masterpiece.
It's interesting, too, that I came to the Beach Boys much later in life, because when I first heard them, I thought, this doesn't represent, and I surf, so this doesn't represent me at all. Mm. This is like that Gidget kind of representation of surfing, not real life surfing.
Right.
So but later, as a musician, you start to hear the
influence that they had.
Listen to that. They're known for that. Putting together, all that. That's their thing.
So good.
And weirdly, they were in some kind of weird competition with the Beatles in early days, which I never really understood. Mm. While they're good, they were so like narrowly focused.
I agree. They have a, you know, yes, at the same time, but very different sounds.
But the Beatles were fans of Brian Wilson, evidently.
Well, yeah. Musicians are often fans of and influenced by the, you know, the people of their time.
And his song, God Only Knows, is one of those songs that is like, anyone out there in the world who writes music would say, I wish I'd written that.
Oh my God. It is all time. And it's funny too, because I actually, although I love their version of it, I've heard it done by other people where I'm just like, holy.
This is my favorite
guacamole.
Beatles song. I mean, you know.
Right, Beach Boys.
Okay, cold chills.
So good. So good. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson. He passed. He was 82 years old. His family didn't announce the exact date or the cause of death, but he was diagnosed with dementia and placed in a conservatorship. This happened last year. He was considered one of the great pop songwriters of all time. Under his guidance, the Beach Boys' output, they say here, rivaled that of the Beatles.
Yeah, it's so weird. I don't see it. But I wasn't around at that time, so.
Plagued by drug addiction and mental illness throughout his life, by 1964, he'd stopped touring with the band, and that led to hiatuses and outright feuds with the bandmates, several reconciliations over the years, and he's survived by his daughters, Carney and Wendy Wilson. Wilson Phillips was a big deal for a minute there.
Yeah. I got to see Brian play with the Beach Boys at the Hollywood Bowl. It was about 12 years ago. And for a lot of songs, you could tell he's up there. He wasn't really doing it, but they came out, you know, he was just kind of there. But he did come out and play piano and do God Only Knows. And like, he was on. Like, when it was like cold chill moment. It's like, Brian Wilson's doing this.
That's awesome that you got to see that. That is really cool.
And at the Hollywood Bowl, which was just, amazing.
Mm. It's Weird Week. Sly Stone and Brian Wilson. And
same age. Both 82, I believe.
And really, for two dudes who didn't really take care of themselves, 82 is a good run.
Yeah.
Dang.
Let's see. So he had Carney and Wendy from, I guess, his first marriage, and then five adopted kids from his second marriage. Let's see what he was worth when he died.
I got you.
What all the kids will be fighting over.
Oh, by the way, I went back and looked at Sly Stone, who passed away, and we're talking about Brian Wilson, but I just wanted to mention that we had talked about what he died with, which was not that much money.
Right, very little money.
He'd had to sue his person and won $5 million that I don't think was included in whatever
It was like an uncollectible settlement or something.
But he definitely was owed money.
By whom? Like a
his
manager
agent
or,
manager, okay. Yes. That person had not given him his royalties for 11 years.
Right.
Just sat on the money.
So guess is what Brian Wilson was worth.
79.
50 million.
30.
$100 million.
Good.
Oh. Yeah. That is good. By the way, there are so many tributes. I'm not going to go through and do all of these. But to your point, Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones said, oh no, Brian Wilson and Sly Stone all in 1 week? My world is mourning. A lot of his kids. I love you, Daddy. Miss you so much. Let's hope that he had it all together and there won't be any fighting over his money and
I'm glad
his
to
estate.
Hear that he passed with money, though, because he's one of those guys who, if you look into his story, some cuckoo doctor took control of his life.
Yes.
And kept him
drugged.
Like on drugs and hiding in a house in a bathrobe instead of out. And who knows what he could have accomplished had he not been.
That makes me think of the whole Britney Spears thing.
How
where,
criminal
like,
that is.
There were people who were drugging her, who tried to drug the mom, the family when they would come over. So that they wouldn't come and take her away. She was, you know, the cash cow.
Right.
So gross. All right. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys fame. I have been watching. There have been a couple of these now in the last month or two. Superman trailers.
Mm-hmm.
So, and to the point where now that's what Superman looks like to me. This David Corn Sweat guy. So they say they're calling it here the final trailer. And it does give a lot away. All these trailers do. If you, maybe you're one of those people who can take it. I always feel like I don't really want to watch because I want to be surprised when I watch a movie. It's in theaters next month. I don't see the release date here. Oh, July 11th. There it is. So I did put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so you can go take a look at it. But, and there's actually a couple jokes even. It's long. It's a lot with Nicholas Holt, who's doing the Lex Luthor character. There's just a lot. It's a lot of plot details. It's a lot of specific stuff from the movie. A couple minutes long. This is James Gunn's Superman movie. Is that just the exact name of it? Is it just James Gunn's Superman?
I hope not.
I think it might just be Superman.
Just Superman.
Mm. Well, it stars David Cornsweet as Superman.
I can't believe his agent let him go into the world with the name David Cornsweet.
Yeah, I am with you. I wonder sometimes if somebody gets a modicum of fame with their real name and then they're stuck with it.
You know, I can see why you might want to just, and maybe like that's made
IMDb
up,
page.
But I can see why you'd want to honor your own family name and keep it.
Right.
I can also see
John Cougar wanted to.
There are names out there that they're so vanilla. There was one that we were just talking about the other day, and I went, oh my God, that name is so freaking vanilla. He could be anybody and nobody. And it's just, there's no spice or flavor to the name. Who are we talking about? Alex Warren? Is that the...
Oh, it is Alex Warren. Yes, the guy with the number one song in the country this
That's
today.
The guy. Yeah. Like, his name is so...
Alex Warren. Like, who? What?
He could be a sales guy
or a sales guy.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, the guy's like...
The teacher?
Crushing it.
Your friend, your kid's best friend?
But that guy's name is so just...
Unremarkable. To the point where, it's funny because the name of the song is Ordinary.
Mm.
And it's just such an ordinary name.
So that's one of those things where I'd rather see a corn sweat. I mean, you're not going to mix them up with anybody.
No. Yeah. It's spelled C-O-R-E-N, corn, S-W-E-T, corn sweat, which sounds like corn sweat, which is kind of at least it's not super ordinary. David Corn Sweat. Rachel Brosnahan is Lois Lane and Nicholas Holt is Lex Luthor. So if you want more, there is another trailer. It's up on the Sarah Mini Facebook page. I did end up watching the whole damn thing, so I know all more than I even want to know about this and what the conflict is and what's going on. I couldn't help myself, though. I like him now. At first, I was like, I don't know if that's Superman. Now I'm like, okay.
That's when it's my birthday weekend. I'm going opening for that one, for sure.
Will your wife come up and go? It's like, I know you guys like to go to movies together.
Yeah, I don't know. We might.
Or are you like, no, it's my birthday. Get the hell out of here. I'm going to try and get a girlfriend or something. Okay. next up is Stranger Things, which is coming out between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve. It looks like the Duffer Brothers, who are the people behind Stranger Things, there are actually a couple spinoff kind of in that universe shows that are going to happen. But pretty soon here, it looks like there's a Stranger Things animated series. And some of the details on it were like the Duffer Brothers wanted it to have that Saturday morning classic cartoon feel. Like, it sounds like it's going to be a cartoon and not some of this CG stuff that we see now, you know, like a full on line drawn cartoon. Mm. Apparently it is a spinoff called Stranger Things Tales from 85. It will take place in the winter between seasons 2 and 3 of the series. It'll feature the original characters plus a new one, Nikki, a tough girl with a mohawk. The kids will, quote, fight new monsters and unravel a paranormal mystery terrorizing their town. It's not going to be out till next year, but it's an animated Stranger Things spinoff. And this is apparently the first one that we're going to get to see because there are. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Does it say there who they're aiming that at? Because Stranger Things is a movie that I want my kid to watch, but I also know there are some scary moments mm-hmm. in that. And so is the cartoon their way of reaching the younger audience, or are they doing
It is monsters, but I suppose it's less scary if the monsters are animated. Maybe.
That's I was just curious.
I think they're, it's for people who are fans of the Stranger Things universe. It's, I guess. So only one new character. It's this Nikki, which, listen, spoiler alert. If this happens between seasons 2 and 3 of the original series, and there's Nikki, a tough girl with a mohawk, and we never see or hear from her again, I don't want to make any predictions, but is she like the Eddie sacrifice or what?
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Spoiler alert.
The fifth and final season of the live-action Stranger Things is being released in 3 parts between Thanksgiving and New Year's. So it'll that'll be a fun thing to watch while, you know, you're on vacation or you're, like, your kids are home from school or whatever.
I cannot freaking wait. I love Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm. Why do you like it so much?
I think they do a really good job capturing the 80s. I mean, I wasn't there, but it feels very much like a time. I mean, who doesn't love coming of age stories? It's been fun to watch them grow up. And I think it has a good balance of it's scary and dark, but it's also fun.
And has a funny angle to it. Yeah. Like they're a group of friends. Yeah. I ask because my son, who's only 4 years or so younger than you, like they, him and my younger son were like, I wish I lived in the 80s. Like they watched it and had like weird non-existent nostalgia for a time, you know, only a decade or plus before they were born. Like, you know what, how you got places? You got on your bike and you did them and you called people on the telephone or you had like the walkie-talkie.
Yeah, it's a vibe. It's a whole vibe.
There. Or you just knew where someone would be.
Right. Because that's where you
I'm going to the skate park. That's where I am. If you want to come see me,
and if you're not at your house, you look around in all the usual places.
Right.
Yeah. I know it was. It really was a different time. They did a great job capturing it and continue to do that.
And even though it's, I think that we're talking about Stranger Things, that it's there's a formula there, but I feel like there's enough uniqueness to it. And then again, the coming of age thing and having these characters literally grow up while you're watching this show. I feel like
year over year,
anyone who's watched Stranger Things will probably have a warm spot in their heart for these actors as they grow up and move into their lives and do millions of other, hopefully, lots of other successful roles. But I like them all.
Me too. And I sort of pay attention to them. Like, I don't think I got to it last Friday, but I think Finn Wolfhard, the kid who plays Mike, the main guy, main kid, I think he put out a record last week.
Yeah, he does rock music.
Yeah. I like that. I think that's kind of cool. And
it's really cool.
I'll give it a listen just because I like him on Stranger Things.
Of course, DeJoe. Steve Harrington.
DeJoe.
Also making cool music.
The D is silent.
Okay. Not on this show.
Okay. You know what? He's a character who evolved in such a positive way on that show.
From such a tool
just
to
a
like,
total, the guy that everyone went to school with and was like, that guy, yuck. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly, completely turns it around and you're rooting for him. That's good writing and good acting.
Yep. It's a good show, Stranger Things, on Netflix. And now there's a spinoff animated thing. I'm doing this next story for a couple reasons. First of all, Stranger Things, we all watch and we're all fans of it. But also because we were talking about the Breaking Bad house, which is in Albuquerque, New Mexico, correct?
Mm-hmm.
This one is not in Albuquerque. It is, I don't see the town, but it is in New Mexico. Oh, it's also in Albuquerque. This is the Stranger Things house that's in California in the season that just went. You know how the Byers family moved to California? So that house isn't in California. It's in, apparently, Albuquerque. So I guess Mexico, New Mexico must have a bunch of tax breaks and stuff for places when they film. So basically, the $4 million house that used to be on Breaking Bad, it's half the house this is. This house is so much better. And this one just sold for, well, it sold for less than asking. It was listed at $675,000 back in February, and it sold on Friday for less than asking.
That's reasonable.
They're making, well.
Ish.
It does feel like that. It sounds like what a house might cost in Albuquerque, especially this house. And by the way, unlike the Breaking Bad, which was only used, I believe, for the outside shots, this one they filmed in. They filmed inside this house. They're showing various rooms and the settings that the kids were as they're running through the house. Apparently, the last people who bought it got it in 2021 and flipped it into a short-term rental, which I think we'd even heard that they kind of dressed it up like the Stranger Things house.
Well, yeah. That would make sense.
But I'm not sure when, or maybe they rented it as an Airbnb, like as a location, because I can't remember when that last season came out.
I thought we talked about it when we were talking about those destination Airbnbs that are movie sing. That's when that came up last, whenever okay. that was last
year. Yeah, fall. It seemed like 2021 for them to have bought it and flipped it into a short-term rental there was kind of like, when did season 4 even happen? But time is somewhat warped these days, so maybe that is when it happened. Anyway, there you go. If you missed out, I'm sorry. It looks like it did close last week, but the Stranger Things California house that's actually in Albuquerque did sell for a much more reasonable asking price than that, the Breaking Bad house. I don't know if I have time for this. I'll just read it really, I'll tell you really fast. I know you love it yourself, a documentary. There's something called, it's actually a series, a documentary series. It's called Secrets of the Bunny Ranch. It's on A&E. I like the look on your face right there. And it's apparently a documentary about the dark side of Nevada's Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Which isn't it only dark side?
I feel like there's a lot of darkness there.
Like, is there a bright side?
Well, it sounds like maybe the bright side was featured on something called Cat House on HBO.
I saw that.
And did that make it look glamorous?
Yeah,
or?
It made okay. it. I mean, it just, yeah. I mean, it made it look like, oh, look how much
so
fun it is.
I looked it up because I wondered, you know, I haven't heard about that many.
The Bunny Ranch is a horror
Bunny
house, if
Ranch.
You didn't know.
Yes, it is a horror house, yes. So I was like, is that where Lamar Odom OD'd? And it turns out it's not. That's what I was saying. I don't know the name of
that.
Was
it the chicken house?
It was the Love Ranch South.
That's where he OD'd?
A legal brothel in Crystal, Nevada, where he reportedly suffered an overdose.
There must be a lot of those though, right?
Well, yes. It's legal there. Apparently they're all over the place.
I don't know how you pull. Well, I did hear that it's a lot of long haul truckers. That park themselves right there. And
like, well, I left my wife in California yesterday and now I'm in.
Well, it's a boring gig.
Yes, sure.
By the way,
they say people get hemorrhoids from driving.
You mentioned the Titan implosion documentary. I watched that last night.
What?
Really good.
Oh.
Really good.
Like horrifyingly good?
Well, just like.
Because those people were
doomed. Knew it was going to implode
Jesus.
At some point. Like
the people in it started to realize we're not kidding.
No,
we're
the guy who invented it and everything, he like by the time this thing went out, he'd fired all his engineers because they were all like, it's going to implode at some point. Like it's cracking. There's cracks. You could hear it crack. Like they have video of him down in it, you hear crack, 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 and he just like just things settling. So yeah, it's really an indictment on that dude. And he died in the as well.
Yeah.
So he already got sentenced and served. What's coming up in the news?
Well, another societal norm bites the dust thanks to technology.
Uh-oh.
After these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Bum, bum, ba-dum. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. Bob is putting up all kinds of cute reels and little videos.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Picks from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily. Plus, there's links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special. 6 to 10 a.m. Saturday morning. It's the Saturday Morning Special. The best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice at 97.3. Right here on this fine radio station.
Yeah,
Saturday mornings.
Bob's Movie Club, it'll be on this Saturday.
Oh, if you missed Bob's Movie Club, you missed a doozy.
Oh,
today was spectacular.
Oh, wonderful.
What a broadcast.
Wow. No facetiousness.
Why?
Don't
she's looking at
me.
Yeah, why? What did I do?
Jeez. I like your tone.
What?
I really like Bob. Like weird millennial bravery.
Vinny's getting it on all sides.
Oh, yeah. Poor Vinny.
Poor Vinny.
Sorry about it, Vinny.
Morning clouds.
Yeah.
Sun later. It's freezing in the city. I guess I don't have to tell you that, but I went outside yesterday in the morning and was like, whoa.
Did you not have a coat or something?
I didn't
understand what.
I didn't expect it. I was just going, I'll run right out there real quick. Sure enough, I went, whoa, that breeze is stiff. Anyway, high as 80, Bay Area wide.
Yeah, where the sun comes out.
Mm-hmm. There's that.
Yeah.
Indiana won last night, beating OKC 116 to 107. Go Pacers!
Yeah, go Pacers.
Uh-huh. All right, so this first story is... Gen Z, I love you. I really do.
Are they the ones with the ironic?
Yeah, they do some funny stuff. But this is, can I just tell you, Gen Z, that a person or dealing with a person, making a phone call to a person, that is not a confrontation. It's not something to be afraid of.
Oh.
You should not be alarmed that there's a human being there to serve you.
Do you think they have conversation mixed up with confrontation?
I do. Something is going on with the younger generation where they truly don't want to talk. They have come up using these things, this phone in my hand. Mm-hmm. And as all these companies have gone that route, let's make everyone go to a website.
Yeah.
And we'll try to help them via chat or some other way, which isn't a chat. It's an AI thing that gives you choices to.
Right.
Are these any of the things that you're asking about? No. Give me the phone number. That's what I asked you for. I want to call somebody.
Person, agent, human. God.
So hotel front desks are on their way out.
Oh, I'm actually glad to hear that.
What?
I just really feel like, wow, who wants that?
Every person that walks in from out of town wants to see a smiling, greeting face.
I want to walk to a kiosk, go boop, 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 and have him spit out my...
You son of a...
Oh, sorry.
That's exactly what the model they're moving to is the kiosk model, where you walk in and you get your stuff spit out through a little ATM-like...
Yep. And I have my keys. I'm going to go to my room. Thank you very much. Honestly, I do get that there are people who work those jobs in hospitality.
And do you?
I do. I've been to hotels, so I've seen that there are humans there. And I do call down to the front desk a lot because I'm super whiny and I need an electric tea kettle to make my coffee. Because now they don't have coffee machines or not good ones in rooms anymore. That's a whole thing. Apparently they're hard to clean, is what I've been told by the people that work at the front desk. But how many times have you walked into a place and you're standing there, you know, you've traveled, you finally get there, there's like 1,000 people in the line, everybody's checking in all at once, and then for some reason it just takes forever. Every single person takes forever. It's like, there's the name, print the tickets, say goodbye.
70% of American travelers are more likely to check themselves into a hotel using an app or a self-service kiosk if it's available.
Ooh,
instead of walking up to a traditional front desk. That number skyrockets well over 80% if it's a Gen Z traveler.
Oh, well, because they don't write. They don't want to talk to
anybody.
They
don't. I'm telling you, it's important that we start teaching our kids how to say hello to a person. Mm. Like, good God, man. We're social beings. Your kids, these Gen Z kids should
We're
not be like.
Isolating ourselves.
Oh, no, there's a person at the front desk. I don't want a deal. How else can I check in?
Oh, there's an app for that? Great. Boop, 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 boop. You know what's nice about app-based check-ins is that everybody who's listed as a person who's staying in that room could have the key. You're not limited to the two keys or ask for another. And now I just use my phone as a key. I love it.
Hotel front desks were a hospitality feature, meaning properly staffed, convenient, helpful. Mm. Our job is to make your stay a great experience. Mm. So you'll want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Now many people feel like, I'll interact with the app rather than deal with the person at the front desk.
Right. Well, maybe they could have a hybrid thing where for people who don't have any special requests and just want their room and to use their phone as a key, and they can check. And now you've got all their info because you got them on an app. And so, because that's what everybody wants, right? Info.
Hilton's like that. I do a lot of Hilton's, and you can either do the app or you can go to the front desk.
Yeah, because sometimes you do have a special. You're like, can I get a room adjacent to this other room that I've got, or double check that some amenity is available. There's someone to talk to. There's still a human being. But if I don't have any of that stuff, I want to just be able to go. I'm here. I'm checking in. It's like I don't want to check in at the airport either. I've checked in. I've got my boarding pass on my phone.
Well, the kiosks at the airport are convenient. I agree.
Mm.
They say this sort of began with Airbnb and Vrbo because you can get someone's house without ever meeting or talking to them.
They give you the code. You type
it in. And people have grown to really prefer that type of interaction than one where a person's at the front desk waiting to handle everything you need.
Right.
Ah,
I feel you. I see both sides of that. That's, I really don't want to have any more interactions than I have to. But I've always been like, I'm a weirdly extroverted introvert. Like, I'm very shy with people, but once I like almost in nervousness, I can't shut up and keep on talking. Like, oh, how do I get out of this conversation? I can't seem to make it end.
People would rather interact with an app than a human being.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you can take away from this story.
It's sad, but true.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right. Speaking of hotels, real quick, I saw this story. I didn't even really read it because I just went, okay, well, we're not doing an ad for any, you know, hotel company. But the story was something like, what is the let me see if I can find it. It's in my saved stories. What is the hotel that's normal, not high end, that a lot of people prefer or use? They call it an American mid. Let me get this. I don't know why my stuff's
slow. So this is like a.
It's not a high end hotel, right. But it's not a. It's
like
not a Motel 6.
Ramada or something.
Hampton has become the largest U.S. chain, and people say they love it. And I went, yeah, that's my go to. If I'm traveling
and you see a Hampton
and
Inn.
I see a Hampton and I've got to stop, I go to a Hampton Inn because they. At least in my experience, they're all suites, which gives you that off-bedroom little TV area, and you don't have to deal with the, I have to watch TV on my bed, the same bed that I'm going to sleep in. I hate that feeling. It feels so much more claustrophobic. But they even mention, this is one of Obama's go-tos when he travels.
Hamptons? Yeah. You know what's great about Hampton Inns is that they actually have a one-cup coffee maker in the room.
Oh, so you've been to them too?
Yeah. Well, they're very, like you said, they're a big chain. So when you go anyplace and you're, you know, you see the name and you go, I've had decent experiences there. It seems to be a clean hotel. They seem to have people working there and cleaning the place.
Hampton Inn has proven when you make an investment in your guest and your people, you're able to drive a performance premium. People like it. And I I just was shocked because I don't even really want to go to hotels. If I have to travel, I'm like,
what? Oh, you like hotels? I'll sleep outside in a sleeping bag. What? Leave me in the parking lot.
Take a sidewalk, man. But anyway, I just thought, oh, that's funny. I've always had that feeling about that one hotel brand. Yeah, so anyway, if you haven't tried them, they seem to be the Great American mid-range. Here's some weird productivity hacks.
Okay.
I'm good. And the one that stood out for me, which I made me think of Jane. She's our afternoon
productivity
lady.
Hacks. All right. Why is Jane so productive?
Well, this, hold on. Let me find the one that's about her where I went, oh my God, I bet Jane, I wonder if Jane does that. Where is it? Let me just tell you and then I'll find it in a minute. This person says, I put on my red lipstick before I have to do something because it gives me confidence and makes me feel like I can handle. Oh, here it is. Every time I need to make an important phone call, I put on red lipstick. Something about it makes me feel more confident and professional.
Wow.
Jane, you're listening, I hope. Or this is just
Jenny. She'll text if she is.
Is that something that you feel like you've got to have on in order to complete your superpower get up? Because she is someone who puts the whole thing together.
Every
day.
Single day. Yeah.
You don't ever catch her.
She's on a lot of Zooms and stuff too. So she's, you know, she does have a persona to put out there.
But I don't think she's one of the people though. Like I'll give you, you know, sorry, honey, if this feels like I'm outing you or something. Christina will put on the button down and just be all casual below that.
Yes.
And in fact, she'll be running, like trying to get that thing on over a sports bra or whatever else. Cause I just went running. I better pull my hair. Okay. And then
sits up straight,
and now you're like, oh my God.
I think if you're putting on the dress pants also to be on a Zoom, that's weird.
That's the weird thing.
I think that's the weird thing.
And that's Jane. I believe that's my point. I don't think Jane does the I'm putting on this for show. She is living her style at all times.
She's definitely committed to that look.
Like she closes the coffin at night, and when she springs out of bed, it's on.
Yes. She did text.
Oh, good.
But she texted about Joe.
Oh.
From a half hour
ago. Oh, this is from earlier. Yeah. Oh, fudge. So we had her and I should have died.
Well, what are we, 20 seconds delay?
Yeah, she also might be driving.
She might be. That doesn't seem to stop her usually, though. Text me. She sits in a lot of traffic.
I'm sure she uses voice to text in her.
I'm sure she does, of course.
Come on.
Hands free.
Here are some productivity hacks. Putting on a song and trying to get as much done as possible before the song ends.
Oh, I've done that.
The 5-minute rule. If a task should take less than 5 minutes, do it now.
Oh.
I have never been professionally diagnosed, but it's clear I've got ADHD, and that's just been something I've lived with my whole life. And it's one of those things where you learn to... You just learn what you have to do, right? Whether it's writing things down or... And one of the things is not being a procrastinator, doing it... When do we do things? Right now. Mm. And I've been drilling that into my kid.
Yeah.
And as I've watched her not be able to do it, I realize, oh no, I think she's got ADHD too. Like we're just all... Oh.
Well, it is a family affair.
Or we start 100 tasks and never finish it.
That is one of my tricks is like, if I just do this right now... Then it won't hang over my head and it'll be behind me and I can move on.
I won't have to think about it anymore.
Right.
Right. Because you can sometimes get really hung up on something that you know you have to do and you just haven't started. And now you're like in a cycle where you're just kind of can't stop thinking about it, but I'm not doing it.
I switch rooms depending on the task. These are the weirdest productivity hacks. Writing, kitchen. Emails, bedroom floor.
Oh.
My brain thinks it's a new job each time and stays more alert.
All right.
Productivity hacks.
Whatever makes it happen for you.
That's a rule I have actually ever since college. I mean, when you're in college, you know, you live in a dorm and so your bedroom is everything.
Yeah.
So now as an adult, I don't let myself go in my room unless I'm going to bed. So that helps me helps me sleep better. Keep that separation.
It is a place for this.
Absolutely. Only. That is an absolute. That is one of the things.
Bed,
if you've got sleep problems, you don't spend part of the day in your bed lying, like, or another one is if you're going to take a nap, You take a nap on the couch or somewhere away from your bed.
Too. I do that too.
It's Jane. I absolutely get 100 all day. And I do feel better / more engaged. It's Jane. Bye-bye. Oh, and she actually, now I have three dots, so I guess.
Oh, so there's more to come. Oh, it's maybe. The red lipstick is what we're asking about, Janie.
Yeah, Janie, the red. But it sounds like, you know, she's top to bottom. She does that eye, that sparkly eyeshadow mm-hmm. every day. That looks actually difficult to put on to me. Like, it stays all in one place. I'm like, how is she doing that?
No, she looks like a professional did her makeup every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think she recently got her, it looked like her hair was extra sharp yesterday when I walked by her. She was standing with her back to me, and I could see just like this hard line.
You think it's a laser?
Yeah, like she gets it laser cut. She says, also, on some days when I'm in a blah mood, I'll put on a very up outfit to kind of fake it till you make it.
Oh, so now we know why when she wears the pink boots, she's a little down.
Mm.
All right.
She wears that silver jacket sometimes too.
Yeah.
So like anything that deviates from the black outfit.
So we need to ask, are you okay?
Are you all right?
Is everything all right?
It's Jane, I'm fine.
She and Mason really make up for the four of us being such slobs.
Oh my God. And please don't write that to us. We get it. We know you're seeing us now. We are up at 3 a.m. It is hard. It's hard. It's hard to, I just want to be in my cozy clothes every day. Hope you do my job.
The weirdest thing about our, it's for me. It's just, I have this weird thing where I go to bed, I get a couple hours, then I wake up and then I'm up for a while. And then there's always this weird feeling right around 2 where I'm just starting to go back down. I can feel it. I'm going to go down. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to wake up.
Yep.
Ah.
Yeah.
It's just a reality. It's part of the gig.
It is.
What works for me is hating someone and wanting to do better than them.
Oh, well, whatever motivates you.
I know people like that. And I realize that is something people do where they just have to be inspired to like step on someone else's
motivation.
Neck. Right. Tidy as you go. Train yourself to look around before leaving a room and pick up something that you can put away where you're going.
Oh, that's interesting.
Productivity hacks, everyone.
I like that one. That it is true that you can, if you're going to walk somewhere, why not take something with you that needs to be put away? I'm not saying I do it, but that's a good idea. It's like cleaning while you go like when I'm making sandwiches, you know, you pull out all the ingredients. I use the mustard, put the mustard in the fridge. Now it's because I'm done with that now. Now I don't have 50 things to put away.
Are you saying you just watch John do it this way?
Are you kidding? In my house, I'm the master of sandwiches because sandwiches. Put one. There's no stirring. There's no heating. I mean, unless it's grilled cheese, then I'm good at that.
You never know when you're going to drop truth down on us and be like, all right, it's true. I never make sandwiches. I'm always fishing.
If there's a mixing bowl involved, that's definitely not me. You know, if there's an oven that's being preheated, that's a John thing.
Okay.
So the thing was, I guess that he just didn't want to make tacos yesterday, which is why I made the sandwiches.
Oh, there were no tacos?
We were going to have tacos, but he was in the middle of a job out back. I'm like, I'm just going to go make sandwiches for us. And he's like, oh, that'd be great. Thank you. Like, you're welcome. Oh, I'm happy to do it for you. You know, all the things I do for you, John.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Hopefully you caught that. I don't know if you said, but I missed it. But did Bob get her burrito? Curious minds want to know.
Oh boy, burrito gate really.
I got one third of a burrito. Mm.
So he was deep into it when she said, I can't wait to get home to my burrito. And he went, smoosh that back in there. Get
you know
my
what?
Teeth
Nobody's
marks
perfect.
Off it.
He's been eating my food since the day I met him.
Well, it's something you know about him. Susan is a good eater.
707, please don't be alarmed. It makes me sad that Vinny's such a big fan of Jane, but when she responds to a story she's doing or he's doing or even asks her a direct question, she messages Sarah. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling that.
Well, she also knows I'm going to see it. That, you know, like, I don't think you don't have text open over there, do you? I don't think you've signed your. I'm fully logged into this computer.
No. I don't ever have text on anywhere but my watch and my phone.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't have it on my iPad.
I get text on literally on anything I'm in. I'm signed in on my Apple ID and I'm like, oh, well, there I am in the middle of nowhere. And I've got that. I'm at work. I'm at play.
707 says, my mom always said, now. is the time.
Now.
When do we do things? Right now. That's, it, you know, right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully that helps. Try
it. Well, it's a good way to get things off your plate. That's for sure. You know, and then you're worried about fewer things. Took care of it. It's all set.
707. Wait, I don't know if this is 707 says, I'm the same person who saw Vinny carrying his bedding. Wendy, Gunn's wife, Petaluma, app. I don't know where.
I remember she was talking to us on the show about it, right?
Yeah, she had the husband who had the guns.
Yeah, the gun show. They're right in front.
Yeah.
Well, they both sat right in front.
Yeah.
And I believe was it Wendy and Mike?
Yeah.
I think so.
I remember Wendy and Guns.
He had a t-shirt with the big arms.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, hi, Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
Tell Mike hi.
And don't forget your betting next time you go to the Hampton Inn.
Oh, this is the start of her text. Sarah, I saw you checking in at Cache Creek the other day and you looked so over it. Were you over it?
At Cache Creek?
Yeah. When you were checking in there?
I thought John checked in. And then I was just hanging out. I was just sitting in the lobby.
Well, maybe you look like you were over it sitting in the lobby.
You know, maybe I have resting over it face.
And maybe.
Rough.
And we're late. Well, yeah. What's coming up in the trash?
Let's add Scooter Braun to the Blake Lively troubles.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Dallas at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.